I was born in West Point, Mississippi. Actually, Prairie. Same place the Howlin' Wolf was born. It's like the suburbs of West Point. My dad swear I went to the end of the cotton field at 5 years old and say, "It's too hot, you gotta get me out of here." So I think they got me out by 7. I was holding amateur hour in the backyard with my mother's sheets, standing on boxes, yeah, for the stage. I had curtains and everybody come sing. So I didn't like to play jump rope. All I wanted to do was sing and rock people's babies. I love children.
Were you singing gospel music back then?
As long as my mother was seeing me, I did. But when she turned her back, I get a quarter for singing, blues tunes from people when she go to work and stuff like that. I heard the blues. I heard the DIA, WDA. That was a big, big, big thing, and I could sneak and listen to it because they didn't allow no blues playing around my house. You know, everything had to be gospel, but I don't care what mama don't lie, we listen to the blues anyhow. I was singing Tennessee Ernie, too. Everybody. I started with gospel. I was hearing the blues, but I didn't know I was appreciating the blues. And when I started singing, I started with R&B, gospel R&B, and it was a little while before I came back to the blues. So I'd heard Junior Wells and Detroit and all them guys in. Then I went off and then I started singing, you know, like Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin, Motown. And then, living in Chicago, you eventually come back to the blues because it is definitely a blues city, you know, a stronghold. And a lot of people I know now that I see working the clubs or traveling, they weren't blues people. It was another way to work regular. You used to be able to work. Because doing R&B, when it got tight, we would rehearse a whole month to work one job. And I traveled with a couple of trunks of clothes and didn't make enough money to clean one outfit. So when they told me I could go to Europe, if I sing the blues, I start, "I'm going to get up in the morning. I believe I'll dust my room." Yeah, now I do appreciate it because I know about these people too. You know, I made it my business to learn my heritage about the blues, going all the way back to the early 1900s and before, you know. So I don't think you can sing this music unless you have respect for it. It's something special about it, you know. It tells a lot of stories if you listen close.
When did you become aware of Chicago's blues scene and become part of it?
Well, I wasn't part of it. I was aware of it when I left choir rehearsal. I had to walk. I finally figured out what happened. I had to go past Teresa's hole. You know, the church is at 51st Street. She's at 48th Street. I was walking home, and I kept hearing them singing these blues. Oh, Junior Wells and Lefty Diz and Buddy Guy and A.C. Reed. And I used to see Bonnie Raitt hanging around there, you know, everybody. I even saw Bob Kester around there. He didn't pay me no mind. No. I was just a little old young chicken. He was interested in good blues, man. I made my first record with Horace Lipton and Jump Jackson. He had me even singing ballads and jazz, stuff like that. So I've covered the waterfront as far as types of songs. I think Carrie Bell was on it, and Sonnyland Slim, as was my first 45 with Sonnyland Slim. That wasn't at the same time. This was later. But we still had some of that same cast, along with Eddie Taylor. So I had some stronghold blues men. I was proud of that. But I'm still hanging in. You know, I came out kicking, so I'm going down swinging.